continue to worship.
The splendor of a king, in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, when darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great, how great is our God! Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God.
How great is our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. The heart will sing, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God.
We have had an interesting vacation these past 10 days. We found out that Jackie's brother Dusty was given 18 months to live by the oncologist because of the brain tumor he had in his head. And the only thing I keep coming back to is that our God is great. Our God is bigger. Our God is bigger than any brain tumor. Our God is bigger than any disease. And all we can do is just draw near to him in times like this. That's the only thing we can do, is just seek him and get close to him. So let's do that this morning. Draw me close to him. draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm you are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else could take the place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are new.
Draw me close to you.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else will take your place to feel the warmth of your. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
Lord, bring me back to you.
You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are me.
One more time.
Help me know you are here.
Lord, we need your presence here with us today. We need you, Lord. We cannot do this alone. The things we face in our lives, the trials, the hardships, even the rejoicing and the exciting times, Lord, we cannot do it without you. You are amazing. You are so amazing, Lord. The song we did by a CD about a month ago, I want to teach it to you again.
You dance over me. Well,
I am unaware. You seem all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Of course, again, Lord, I'm amazed by you.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Paint the morning sky.
You paint the morning sky with miracles in mind. My hope will always stand, for you hold me in your hand. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Whoa, whoa, Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
How why?
How great is your love for me.
Except the women echo the men.
How great is your love for me.
Lord, I'm amazed by you.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Whoa, whoa, Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
One more time.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Just our voices.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Lord, you are so amazing. We love you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. To dismiss our children right now back to children's ministries.
move away from my... I sound a little hot, don't I? Let me turn myself down just a second. I do want to take some time right now and pray for anyone who needs who needs prayer. We can lay hands on you. We can anoint you with oil. We can pray for anything that's on your mind, any needs that you have. I'm going to do that this morning. When Jackie gets back, I do want to use... I want her to stand in the place of her brother Dusty. He's fighting this brain cancer. There you are. All right. I want you to stand for Dusty while we pray for you. If you could all reach out your hands towards Jackie. Heavenly Father, you are such an awesome God, like we've been singing all morning. You are amazing. You are great. And you are bigger. You're bigger than anything that we face. Bigger than any disease. You're bigger than even the incurable disease of cancer. And when the doctor told that to Dusty and Allison, Allison said, "We believe in a God that doesn't know the word incurable." And we claim that, Lord. Lord, we know how much you love Dusty. And Lord, we ask right now that you reach inside his body and you pull out those cancer cells and you release him from this. Lord, completely cleanse his body of all impurities, Lord, and all cancer. Lord, free his brain from this disease. Lord, we praise you already for the miracles that we've seen through this time. The fact that we're able to go in and remove a tumor the size of an orange and have there be no side effects and no loss of personality or movement or anything, Lord. It's a miraculous thing already. Lord, we know that you want to do something amazing through this situation. So right now, with Jackie here standing in place of her brother, we ask, Lord, that you do a miracle. We want to brag about you, Lord. We want to go to people and say, "Look what my God did." We want Dusty to be a miracle story. We pray for Allison and their two kids, Peyton and Parker, as they're facing this this tough road that's ahead. We pray for peace in that family. We pray for confidence, Lord, in your word. We trust you, Lord, and we love you. Please do this for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anyone else here this morning that we can pray for? Melissa's sister. What's going on with your sister? Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like all these
Right.
But also now, it's like, I was, when she first heard that she the cancer was back, because she was beat 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when she heard it was back, she was like, sometime this summer, she told me she didn't know if she could do it this time.
Okay.
If she could handle it. And it can't be radiation, because they are radiated before.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But they haven't removed my chemo or nothing because they're doing the chemo first.
Yeah.
And, but that she's dying from the treatment.
Yeah.
That's what's killing her.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. That's not uncommon. Yeah, what's her name? Stacy. Okay. Let's pray for Melissa's sister, Stacy. Heavenly Father, you are an awesome God. We lift up Melissa's sister, Stacy, to you. She's fighting for her life. So Lord, we pray, Lord, for your miraculous touch on her body. Pray for release from this cancer, Lord, and from this pneumonia that's setting in because of the cancer treatments knocking down her immunities. Lord, we pray that you would heal her. Lord, we pray for an awesome miracle story. Lord,
you're
an awesome God. Yeah. Lord, use this situation. Use this situation for your glory. Use it to bring this family together, to bring this family back to you, to show this family that you are real.
Yes. Person that can help them find lost joy.
Yes, Lord, you are the master healer. Show your power. Show your power by healing Stacy. Lord, you have unlimited power. You are omnipotent. And Lord, we call on that power in Jesus' name. Heal Stacy, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. What else is going on? Okay. Okay.
Prayer would be appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
You did some lifting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Heavenly Father, you are you are so amazing. And Lord, we pray now for Paul's rib cage and the muscles that are in there, Lord. You know, he's had a lot of stress on his body and on his mind over the past few weeks, Lord. And Lord, we pray for healing right now.
Thank you.
Lord, reach down into his body and knit up those muscles that are sore, that are torn, that are stretched, Lord, beyond where they're supposed to be. Lord, we pray that you just heal him, that you bring him back to 100%. Lord, heal this rib cage and this muscle, Lord, and show your power right now. Lord, you are amazing. And you care about things like cancer, and you care about things like pulled muscles. Nothing is too small for you, Father. Lord, right now we ask you to heal Paul.
Thank you.
Let there be no more strain, no more stress, no more pain.
Yes.
We'll be able to move freely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Jonathan.
I have some more things. It's the rear back on the side. And, it's
back. Okay.
Something pulled too from all the... it's a combination, but...
Okay. All right. All right. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray also for Jonathan, Lord, and this pulled muscle that he has in his back. We pray for 100% complete healing right now, Father. Lord, we know that you are the master healer, and nothing is beyond your grasp, Lord, even the pulled muscles, Father. We pray that you would heal him right now. Heal this muscle. Send it back to its correct size and shape and place. Lord, no more stretch, no more strain, no more pain, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I do want to take a moment also. Most of you already know that Tally passed away earlier this week. So I do want to take a moment of silence for her. And then I want to pray for the Kelly family as they go through all the plans and preparations. The positive thing about this, I guess, if there can be something, is that this wasn't unexpected. So she did have a chance to say goodbye. You know, her family got a chance to say goodbye to her. So that's one good thing, I guess. But it's never fun to lose someone you love. Let's take a moment of silence. Can we do that? Lord Jesus, you are you're a great God. And we thank you so much that Tally is now in heaven with you. She's reunited with Will. And we praise you for that. Thank you for her life. Thank you for using her in the ways that you did. I pray for the Kelly family as they go through the preparations, Lord, for the memorial service and burial and everything that needs to be done. Lord, I pray that this would not be a stressful time or a sad time, but a time of rejoicing of Tally's life, and a time of recognizing what you did through her during her life. Lord, give peace to the Kellys as they go through this, and let everything just fall into place with all these plans that need to be made. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, please, come on up.
The last time I worked with you, I asked for Mama, you ready?
Okay, before we get into the message for this morning, I want Pastor Carrie to pray for the tithes and offering.
And before I do that, I forgot to mention her memorial service.
Yes.
So it's going to be next Saturday at 2 o'clock at Open Heavens Fellowship. So some of you know how to get there. It's off of Grant and I-10. And so we will put out an email announcement on that. But next Saturday, which is... Thank you. And the 7th, yeah. The 7th at 2 o'clock. Okay, let's pray for the tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that everything you give us is from you. Lord, we truly thank you for this time, Lord God, of giving unto you our tithes and offerings, Lord, as we lovingly obey you, Lord. We thank you so much for your awesome, wonderful love. I ask and pray your blessings upon these tithes and offerings, and that you will multiply them in your use, as you know that our church wants to be a huge light for your glory, for your kingdom work here on earth, Lord. And we ask and pray that it will be a mega blessing to this community, Lord. I thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your love for each one of us and for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to ask Chris to come up right now. She has more detailed information on the on the Set Free ministry that is starting up in just about a week and a half here. And I'm excited about this ministry. I think if you're looking for a way to grow in your faith, this is a great small group to be a part of. It's going to meet at the Firehouse on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. And if you're looking for discipleship, if you're looking for a way to grow, this is an excellent opportunity to participate in this small group. So, Chris, come up and explain what's going on.
Okay. Is it on? Okay. Our goal is to help all of us be set free from everything that separates us from God. And the first step is to clearly and regularly hear from God. So our first sessions will be four keys to hearing God's voice. And there is a workbook that goes with the DVD series. And so we have a sign-up sheet over here so that we can order the workbooks. And then the second step is prayers that heal the heart. And anyone, I think almost all of us, but especially those of us who've come to the Lord late in life, have a lot of stuff, a lot of hurts, a lot of things that separate us from God. And we will learn through this series how to heal one issue at a time. And there are seven specific prayers that have been developed through this ministry with Mark Berkler, breaking generational sins and curses, severing ungodly soul ties, replacing negative expectations, renouncing inner vows, which we often don't even know we've done, and receiving divine pictures and visions. Did you want to say something? Okay.
I would like to add that it's also extremely important at this time to know what God wants us to do. We're hearing lots of voices and lots of things are going on around us. And to pick out His voice over everyone else is extremely important. Because there's a lot of good things we can be doing, but it's not a God thing. It's not what God wants us to do. And it's going to be very, very important that we hear His voice and respond to Him.
I just wanted to say we look forward to this journey with you. And if Pathway is truly going to impact Oro Valley, Catalina, we need to be able to hear God's voice and follow Him with completely healed hearts so that none of the past can come between us and God. We must be set free.
Thank you, Chris. So I encourage you to participate in that small group. I think it's going to be an excellent opportunity for you. Christmas was last Sunday. Last night was New Year's Eve. We're kind of finishing up the Christmas season. We're pulling down our Christmas lights and we're taking our Christmas trees down. And, Isaac has been one of the things he's been doing a lot of lately, Isaac, is not wanting to let go of things. Like if he's not done with his hamburger, he says, I want to save it for later. And he'll wrap it up and he'll put it on the counter and then he won't touch it again. But he wanted to save it. He didn't want to throw it in the garbage, And so we're anticipating a struggle when it comes down to taking our Christmas tree down for the year. I don't think he's going to enjoy that. We're finishing up this Christmas season. We're heading into 2012. Today's January 1st. So I want to
tie up these Christmas messages by looking at Jesus as a child. We see a lot in Scripture about Jesus as a baby, right? A lot of the Christmas stories, Jesus as a baby. We see a whole lot of him from ages 30 to 33, right? When he was his whole ministry, and then crucifixion and death and resurrection. But we don't see a whole lot of his childhood. There's only one story in the Bible, in Luke chapter 2, if you want to turn there, where we see Jesus as a child, as a 12-year-old boy. So I want to look at this a little bit this morning. And as a side note, it has nothing at all to do with what we're talking about this morning, but I was up in Oregon with Jackie's family earlier this week, and talking with his brother-in-law, Jackie's brother, Joe, my brother-in-law, who is a pastor in Northern California, and we were talking about Joseph. And I never really thought much about this until he said something, but do you realize that this story in Luke chapter 2 is the last time that we hear anything about Joseph in Jesus' life? It could be that Jesus was raised in his teenage years in a single-parent household. You know, it could be. A lot of scholars speculate that Joseph may have died sometime between when Jesus was 12 years old and when he was 30, the next time we see any part of his life. So I just thought that was an interesting fact, an interesting thought. It has nothing at all to do with what we're talking about today. But yeah, when two pastors get together, we get some interesting conversations. So open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to start reading in verse 41. It says, "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him." Now, those of us who have kids, we know the panic that sets in when you realize your kid is missing, right? And you don't know where your child is, and you thought they were right there, and then you turn around and they're gone. It's a scary, scary thing, especially when you're a day's journey away from the last time that you saw him. Not sure how they got that far out. But Jackie has a story of Abby when about a year after we moved here. Abby was about 2 years old, and they were over at a friend's house playing. Jackie was talking to the mom of the other kids, and the kids were all playing together, and all of a sudden they heard the front door open and close, and they weren't expecting any visitors or anything, so they didn't know why the door would have opened and closed. They started looking around and counting kids, and they figured out that Abby was missing. And so Jackie, of course, goes bolting out the front door as fast as she can, yanks open the front door, starts running down the street. She was 2 years old, and she had gotten all the way down the block, around the corner, and was running down the sidewalk of one of the busiest streets in Oro Valley. So Jackie's chasing after her as fast as her little legs will go. But that's a scary thing when you realize that your kid is not there, and you thought they were going to be right there, and all of a sudden they're gone. You don't know what happened. And so Mary and Joseph must have been in a complete panic at this point. A day's journey out of Jerusalem, and all of a sudden, where's Jesus? Uh-oh, we better turn around and go look for him. So, continues on, it says, "After 3 days, they found him in the temple." They had to search for him for 3 days. So this is 5 days now that Jesus has been missing. A day's journey out from Jerusalem, a day's journey back to Jerusalem, and then looking for him for 3 days, trying to figure out where the boy is. And man, but he was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me?
Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Or some translations say about my Father's business. And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So, a very short, just a few short points for you this morning about this passage, because my throat hurts and I can barely talk. So, a few observations as we go into this new year of 2012. A few observations I want you to consider today. First of all, are you about your Father's business? Are the things that you do as a part of your everyday, are those your Father's business? Or do you do a lot of stuff just for you because you want to? Are you about your Father's business? Being a Christian means having a relationship with your Savior, right? Relationship with God. But a relationship is much more than just talking, right? Communication is important. It's critical to a successful relationship. But that's not all that a relationship is, right? Yeah. Being in a relationship with God is more than just reading the Bible every day and praying. Those are things you should be doing. But being a Christian is more than that. We need to be involved in the things that make him happy, the things that are his heart, the things that are his business. So I found a few things that are his business. You can write these down if you like. And the first thing I found is in Matthew 25. Starting in verse 35, it says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." So taking care of those less fortunate than us, that's one of the things that is our Father's business, right? How often do you go out of your way to do something for someone in need? Yeah. Also in 1 Timothy chapter 2, there's another one. It says, first of all then, excuse me. It says, first of all then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So there's actually two things in there that are our Father's heart. First of all, praying for those in authority. Lifting them up before the throne of God, like President Obama. We need to be praying for him, lifting him up. That's our Father's business, something that he cares about. And bringing as many souls as possible into heaven with us, that's something that's our Father's business. And that's reiterated again in 2 Peter 3:9. It says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." So God's heart, God's business is grabbing as many people out of the clutches of the devil as possible and bringing them through the gates of heaven. That's what God wants. God wants all men to be saved. And if we're going to be about our Father's business, that needs to be our focus too. You know, how many people do you know that don't know Jesus? And what are you doing about it? God wants all men to be saved. So are you about your Father's business in your daily life? Things you do every day. You know, New Year's is a time when you make resolutions, right? Usually they last 3 or 4 days, and then you're done for the year, right? But we should make a resolution to be about our Father's business, to have that at the forefront of our minds, to have that mindset, and to look for those opportunities and not miss them. Because so often I look back at my day and I say, wow, I missed that opportunity. There was that guy over there that needed my help and I just walked right past him. Or I was having this conversation with this girl and there was this great opening for to tell her about Jesus and what Jesus can do for her, and I just completely blanked and I didn't even go there. I missed it completely. I look back at my day all the time and I hear stuff, I think stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you gotta be... No, absolutely. But if you feel the Spirit's prompting in a situation and you miss it, you ignore it, then that's what you need to keep your eyes open for. Exactly. Yeah. So let's make a resolution to be about our Father's business in our daily lives. Just look for those opportunities. So are you about your Father's business? And the second question I have for you this morning is Pathway about our Father's business? Is our church about our Father's business right now? And I think there are times, unfortunately, and it's a lot of it's my fault as your pastor, that we're not about our Father's business. You know, the last 6 months of last year, we were focused on getting a building. We were focused on trying to get a home and trying to and that would have been a good thing. It would have helped us be about our Father's business if we had that. But we let other things slip when that was our focus. We let other things slip. We missed opportunities. We weren't involved in some of the things that we should have been involved in. Because we were so worried about a home. I don't want us to worry about a home. God's got a home for us. God's got a place. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to figure out how we can reach them. We need to figure out what we need to do in order to bring those souls into heaven. We need to figure out what we need to do to help those that are in need. The hurting people that are all around us. That's what Jesus was all about here when he was here on earth. That's what he spent his entire ministry doing. He helped those that were hurting, those that were in need, and he brought souls into heaven. That was Jesus' entire focus for his life. That needs to be ours too. That needs to be what our church is all about. We need to refocus ourselves. We need to refocus our church on taking care of the people around us. Catalina is full of hurting people. People that are out of work. People that need to be set free. I don't want us to focus on us. And if you notice, because we've been focused on us, us is getting smaller. So let's not focus on us. Let's focus out there. Yes, Chris.
I work in a place where they say no crosswalk signs.
Sure.
I mean, they are really, really strict.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But I have found that when things are not going well for someone, I can quietly, at times when there's not a whole bunch of people around, ask them if they would like me to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have yet to have anyone say no.
Right. Yeah, you bet.
I used to have lunch with this one girl who says, oh, I don't believe in God at all.
Mm-hmm.
She sought me out every noon to sit with me to have lunch with me. And I thought,
yeah, you bet. You bet.
Yeah.
That's the opportunities right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know when I have a way of knowing because of what I do, I know when things are going really bad for someone.
Yeah.
Just happen to see them in the wherever, and pray mm-hmm. for them.
That's right. That's great.
And there's a scripture that we pray for where we are.
Okay.
I pray for the prosperity of where I work.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's
know,
good.
And that's something that I've even, our, we don't have a CEO now, but I've even prayed for the CEO and told her
yeah.
that I'm praying. And they don't. Reject it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's great. That's good. So, as far as pathway goes, be thinking of ways that we can have an impact. Ways that we can help hurting people, ways that we can reach people for Jesus and introduce them. We're talking about doing one thing probably in early February called Parents Night Out, where we get the firehouse for a night and offer people to drop their kids off and go out and catch a movie, dinner, or whatever, and come back, pick up your kids later. You know, just a free offering, you know, to the community to let us watch your kids for a while you get a night away, you know, get an evening away. Just one of the little things we can do to help people, you know. Be thinking of other ways that we can have an impact. We can be focused out there. All right? Reach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are a great God. I love you so much. Lord, I lift up this church family to you. I pray that you would give us opportunities in our lives to reach people for you. Opportunities to talk to them about what you mean to us. Opportunities to bless them. To meet their needs that they have, whether they're physical needs or spiritual needs. Open our eyes to not miss those opportunities. I love you, Jesus. I thank you for this church family that you've given me. And I'm sorry that I haven't kept us focused in the right direction. Lord, as we reach out, as we focus on helping people, I pray that you would bless us. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. dance over me. All I am unaware, you sing all around, but I never hear a sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Whoa, whoa. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Paint the morning sky.
You paint the morning sky. Miracles in my hope will always stand. For you hold me in your hand. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Whoa, whoa. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
How wide.
How wide, how deep, how great is your love for me.
How great
is your love for me.
Lord, I'm amazed by you.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Whoa. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Thank you.
I thank you. I love you, Lord Jesus. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in this church throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, guys.